Hello and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM coming from UBC here. We just heard the fifth track from Bell Orchestra's CD called Recording a Tape, The Color of the Light. And the fifth track was called Recording a Tunnel, The Horns Play Underneath the Canal. This group actually has members from the Arcade Fire in them as well. They're coming to Vancouver, actually, on the 19th of February, and they're going to be playing at the Commodore. They're on the Arts and Crafts label, and it's a six-piece instrumental band from Montreal. This album was released in 2005, but they're putting out a new album, which should come out later this year. Some of the members are from the band Torngat as well, and I played some of their stuff a few weeks back. So that was the fifth track from their CD, and I'm going to be playing more and more stuff from theirs. That's our feature today. But first, before I go on with that, I'm going to be playing something from Music Works' 102 Winter 2008 CD from they put a CD together every time they put a magazine out. And I tried to feature this a while ago. It just kept skipping. It was really frustrating. So hopefully this time I can actually get through a track. I want to play the fifth track from that, which is called Paint Box. And it's composed by Anna Klein and performed by Judy Redhedge on cello and voice. So here is Paint Box.
Clockwise.
Clockwise.
wish. Thank you. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. What we just heard was the track Les Lumières Part 1 from Bel Orchestre, from Bel Orchestre's CD, Recording a Tape, The Color of the Light. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by Arrington de Dioniso. The album's called I See Beyond the Black Sun, and it's from North Portland, Oregon. And he performs the bass clarinet, jew harps, and voice. Amazing voice, by the way. Involved with some free improv, and actually does vocal improv workshops. He has a very, very deep voice. It sounds amazing. You'll hear it in the track I'm going to be playing, which is called Pluto in Capricorn. It's the eighth track off his new CD. And then after that is going to be another track from our feature today, and that is called The Bells Play the Band. But first, here's Pluto in Capricorn by Arrington de Dioniso.
Oh.
All right. Welcome back. Next up, we're going to hear something from David Byrne and Brian Eno. Believe it or not, they have a new CD out, and it's called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. Now, they did My Life in the Bush of Ghosts in the 70s, and this is like more than 20 years later, right? So it's obviously nothing at all like My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. I thought I'd play a track from it. This CD is a lot more lyrical. Basically, David Byrne wrote the lyrics and the melodies. Brian Eno wrote the instrumentals. And actually, I was reading the notes in the album, and the way they each describe how the album initially was talked about and how the idea came up is different. Brian Eno said that it was when he was in New York and they were talking about it, and David Byrne was said that it was when they were in London and they were talking about it. So, strange discrepancy there. But I'm going to be playing the seventh track from this album, and that is called Strange Overtones. Following that is another track from our feature, Bell Orchestra, and that one is called The Upwards March.
Your words cannot explain.
Hey, welcome back to the show. You just heard The Upwards March from Bell Orchestra, and next up I'm going to be playing the track 27. The track is called 27. It's actually the sixth track from Mark Trail's album Goldstripe. Mark Trail is on the Creative Sources label, and he's a live electronic musician and improviser, also installation artist, and he composes for chamber ensembles as well. His music is performed a lot in Europe. I'm not sure about anything happening in North America around here, anything recent. But here is 27 by Mark Trail. And then following that, another track by Bell Orchestra called Recording a Tape, the Typewriter Duet.
In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filio.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
This awareness makes you feel good. We feel good.
Now, I will electrify the grid.
Saturday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Saturday, midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
All right, we have just under 15 minutes left of the rib today. After me is News 101, and we have a fill-in at 5:30, followed by Son of Night Dreams with Jolly John Tanner, who's setting up right now in the station, and Radio Free Gak airs at 7:30 with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9, and at midnight is another fill-in to be announced. So we've got a couple fill-ins today. That'll be kind of interesting. Anyway, let's move on. Here's that track, the Typewriter Duet by Bell Orchestra.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the Rib. We just heard the Typewriter Duet by Bell Orchestra, who's actually recently signed to Arts and Crafts label. Next up is a duo called Cellar. I'm going to play something off their MySpace page. And the track's called Stipulated Morning Beside the Wreckage. And I actually noticed today that they totally changed their MySpace page since I last looked at it, which was last night. So they've got a whole bunch of new stuff on there right now. But they're a married couple from Huntington Beach, California. Will Thomas Long and Danielle Becke Long. They're both actually really well-educated in artsy stuff, according to their MySpace page. And they're featured in an article in Signal to Noise magazine, which is a fantastic magazine. It's published 4 times a year, I think. But their music is really full of space. I like it a lot. So here's Stipulated Morning Beside the Wreckage. And then after that, we'll see if I have time to play anything else from Bell Orchestra. Okay, I think we have some time for one more track. I'm going to be playing the second track from Bent Spoon Duo's recording, Out There in the Sea, which was recorded last year in Vancouver. It was recorded actually at 1067 on February 9th. And the track I'm going to be playing is Let There Be Musk. Oh, by the way, Bent Spoon Duo from Calgary. See ya.